Welcome to the podcast series for AJP Heart and Circulatory Physiology. I'm your host, Kara Hansel-Kehan. Today we'll discuss the article by Yamada et al. Titled, Liposomal Erythropoietin Protects the Heart. This article published online February 15, 2013. My guests today are Associate Editor Masafumi Kitakaze, Lead Author Shinya Minatoguchi, and Expert Tetsuji Miura. Let's get started.
Thank you, Kara. This is Masafumi Kitakaze. I would like to start podcast for the excellent original article of Drs. Yamada, Minatoguchi, and co-workers regarding erythropoietin therapy using DDS to reduce the infarct size in rabbit. All of the cardiologists agree that the infarct size limitation in patients with acute myocardial infarction is critically important to reduce the prevalence of ischemic heart failure. However, few drugs are only available to reduce infarct size, and forcing us to investigate the procedure to reduce infarct size. To respond to this requirement, Dr. Minatoguchi and co-worker performed this study. Shinya, please briefly explain what you have achieved in your paper.
So we investigated the effect of cardiac targeting erythropoietin-encapsulated liposomes with Sialylis X on myocardial infarct size, left ventricular remodeling and function, and its molecular mechanisms for repairing infarcted myocardium in a rabbit model of myocardial infarction. Erythropoietin-encapsulated liposome with Sialylis X was administered intravenously immediately after myocardial infarction. Liposomes with Sialylis X selectively accumulated in the infarct border zone and delivered erythropoietin, reduced the myocardial infarct size, and improved left ventricular remodeling and function through activation of pro-survival signals such as AKT, ARK, STAT3, VEGF, and BCL2, and by exerting anti-fibrotic and angiogenic effects.
Thank you very much, Shinya. It's very nice. So, Tetsuji, please provide the impression for this paper to Shinya.
To me, it is surprising to see that liposome with Sialylis X is such an efficient tool to selectively deliver a protective agent to the region of ischemia reperfusion injury. This drug delivery system is not too much complicated and usable in non-invasive way. Another important finding disclosed by this unique EPO DDS is long-lasting effects of temporary activation of the EPO receptor. Elevation in tissue EPO level disappeared by 14 days after liposome injection, but pro-survival kinases were still activated in infarcted regions. This finding indicates that activation of pro-survival kinases by EPO DDS may trigger a very long-lasting memory of protection. I think presence of such memory mechanism needs to be characterized by further investigations.
Thank you very much, Tetsuji. Your point is very, very important. So, Tetsuji, please provide some questions or comments to Shinya.
AKT and ARK were persistently activated in reperfused myocardium 14 days after injection of EPO liposome, when tissue EPO level had returned to a control level. However, I'm a little bit concerned about the possibility that levels of phospho-AKT and ARK 14 days after MI actually reflected those in infiltrating leukocytes. Can exclude this possibility?
Yes. Cardiac tissue samples used for immunoblot analysis contains, of course, both cardiomyocytes and infiltrated leukocytes. And therefore, I cannot exclude the possibility of the effect of infiltrated leukocytes on higher levels of phospho-AKT and phospho-ARK 14 days after myocardial infarction in apoliposome-treated group. However, judging from our results that STAT3 was activated only on 2 days after myocardial infarction, but not on 14 days after myocardial infarction, a persistent activation of AKT and ARK may suggest a sort of memory mechanisms of pro-survival signaling.
Oh, that's very good. So, Tetsuji, do you have another question or comment?
This study shows that delivery of EPO by liposome with SLX reduced the infarct size, increased microvessel density, and attenuated ventricular remodeling after MI. Infarct size is an established major determinant of ventricular remodeling. So my question is, how much did microvessels in the border zone contribute to attenuation of the remodeling by EPO liposome?
The infarct size is clearly a major determinant factor of left ventricular remodeling. In this study, EPO liposome treatment clearly increased the density of microvessels in the border zone between infarct and non-infarct zone. And this increase of microvessels may have contributed to the reduction in the infarct size through increasing blood flow in the border zone area during the repair process. However, how much did the increase in microvessels contributed to the attenuation of ventricular remodeling remains to be investigated.
Tetsuji, do you have another question or comment?
Yes, from clinical point of view, activation of pro-survival kinases and angiogenesis are not always beneficial for patients. How do you think about the risk in use of liposomes with SLX in patients with chronic inflammatory diseases, including atherosclerosis?
Yes, activation of pro-survival kinases and angiogenesis is not always beneficial for patients. But in this case of acute myocardial infarction, EPO liposome is used only during the limited phase of healing process, and therefore, I think the risk of use of EPO liposome is quite low.
Thank you very much, Shinya. Your answer is very provocative. And lastly, I'd like to ask you one question. Please tell us the possibility for the human use after the translational research. Please provide the future aspect of this research.
The erythropoietin is currently used clinically, and the liposome with CLLUX used in the present study is made of phospholipid and ganglioside and glycochain. Therefore, I think the ethical hurdle for human use of this drug delivery system is low. And so I hope this drug delivery system of EPO liposome will be used clinically in the near future.
Oh, that's very nice. So it's a physiology or pharmacology investigation, but that might be translated to the clinical setting that may help the patient. That's very nice. Lastly, we understand that EPO is important to reduce infarct size, but the systemic administration of the EPO may need a larger dose, which may cause a side effect of EPO. To conquer this difficulty, the Minatoguchi and the authors wisely developed the DDS system for EPO administration. We hope that this would be used in the clinical setting in the near future in the cardiology field. Thank you very much for your all cooperation.
You've been listening to an AJP Heart and Circ podcast. For more podcasts, visit us online at ajpheart.physiology.org. Thank you.